وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. إن شاء الله تعالى we continue the lesson we taken from the منظومة قواعد الفقهية للشيخ عبد الرحمن السعدي رحمه الله. قال المؤلف رحمه الله: وإن أتى التحريم في نفس العمل أو شرطه فذو فساد وخلل، ومتلف من يؤذيه ليس يضمن بعد الدفاع بالتي هي أحسن، وأل تفيد الكل في العموم في الجمع والإفراد كالعليم، والنكرات في سياق النفي تعطي العموم أو سياق النهي، كذاك من وما تفيدان مع كل العموم يا أخي فاسمعا، ومثله المفرد إذ يضاف فافهم هديت الرشد ما يضاف، ولا يتم الحكم حتى تجتمع كل الشروط والموانع ترتفع. فأني براذر جزاه الله خيرا مما رأيت the last night lesson or the lessons or at least read from the رسالة إن شاء الله. How about it?
بسم الله. يقول الناظم: والخطأ والإقرار.
رحمه الله، رحم على الناظم.
يقول الناظم رحمه الله تعالى: والخطأ والإكراه والنسيان أسقطه معبودنا الرحمن، ولكن مع الإتلاف يثبت البدل.
You have wow or لكن.
نعم، لكن. لكن مع الإتلاف يثبت البدل وينتفي التأثيم عنه والزلل. ومن مسائل الإحكام في التبع يثبت لا إذا استقل فوقع، والعرف معمول به إذا ورد حكم من الشرع الشريف لم يحد.
معاجل
المحظور قبل آنه قد باء بالخسران مع ثرمانه.
سنت بارك الله فيك. الشيخ رحمه الله تعالى he said: وإن أتى التحريم في نفس العمل أو شرطه فذو فساد وخلل. وإن أتى التحريم، if a prohibition is committed or is related في نفس العمل within an action or to the action itself, is a prohibition is related to the action itself, a specific action was forbade, for instance, أو شرطه or it's related to it is condition, the condition of that action. فَذُو فَسَادٍ وَخَلَلٍ. The action is corrupted and deficient. The action is corrupted and deficient. If action is prohibited, for instance, woman, she's not allowed to fast or to pray while she is in a state of menses. Prohibition. There is authentic hadith that she is forbidden to do so. To fast or to pray when she is in a state of menses. Because that salah, while she is in that state, is muharram. It's prohibited. So in this situation, the salah itself is forbidden. So here the Sheikh said, وَإِنْ أَتَى التَّحْرِيمُ فِي نَفْسِ الْعَمَلِ. If the prohibition comes to the action itself. Praying in a state of menses. Fasting in a state of menses. That action is not accepted. It's corrupted. It's deficient. It's rejected. Similar to that, or likewise, if the prohibition goes back to the condition of the action. For instance, from the condition of salah to have wudu, person doesn't have wudu. He doesn't have wudu. He prays salah. His salah is valid? No, why not? Because the prohibition is related to the condition is because of missing the condition of the action. لِفَقْدِ شَرْطِ الْعَمَلِ. Because the condition of the action is not established, is not there. فَتَعَلُّقُ الشَّرْطِ بِالتَّحْرِيمِ بِتَعَلُّقُ التَّحْرِيمِ بِالشَّرْطِ كَتَعَلُّقِ بِذَاتِ الشَّيْءِ نَفْسِهِ. So, if the prohibition goes back to the action itself, that action is not accepted. If it goes back to the condition of the action, means the condition is not there, is not fulfilled, that action is not valid. Is that clear? For instance, a woman, she get married, believing that having a guardian, the permission of a wali, is a condition for the marriage to be valid. But see, she go ahead and married. Is her marriage valid without the presence, without the consent of the guardian? Is her marriage valid? Why not? Because the condition of the marriage is to have the permission of wali. La nikaha illa bi wali. There is no nikah valid, marriage valid without the permission of a wali. She believed that. And she go ahead anyway. She doesn't want to deal with her father, who is her wali. And she knows that her marriage is not valid. Okay. If she's from those who believe the nikah is without wali is valid because she's widow because of this, that's another issue. But the point is, someone doing an action without doing the condition, without missing the while missing the condition of that action. Somebody, he sell product. From the condition of selling the product is mala is belong to you, is to be yours, or you are assigned by the owner to sell it. Without you being the owner, or you being appointed, be given the permission by the owner, you go ahead and you sell it. Someone's property, is that valid? It is not. Because the condition is ماذا التملك الملكية للشيء. There is issue the people of knowledge they differ. Someone who pray in a house, he took it by force. He took the house by force. A robbery. A gang, they attack house. They capture the house while they are inside. Isha prayer come. One of them make adhan for them. Their salah, is it valid, their Isha, or not? The ulama, they differ. First, is it forbidden to pray? Is there prohibition to make salah in a place you took it by force? There is no. The ulama say no prohibition. Connecting, saying don't pray in a place you took it by force. So now it doesn't go back to the action itself. Is that clear? No, there is a proof, there is no a text showing in order to pray from the conditions of making salah, not to pray in a place you took it by force. So it doesn't go back to the condition either. Okay. Some ulama, they say, based on that, the salah is valid. But you are sinful by praying in a place that doesn't belong to you. Al-jihatu munfakka is two different issues. Some of them say, you know, this action, the salah, is mujawir, is connected to that, to the place you're using it. When you make a ruku', when you make a sujood, the place you make a ruku' and sujood doesn't belong to you. So it's not the condition, and it is not the action itself, but it's connected to, no separation. Therefore, they say, is invalid. Al-Muhim. But what the Shaykh here mentioned, rahimahullah, he said, if the prohibition goes back to the action itself, or to its condition, that action is not what? Is not valid. That's clear. Then the Shaykh said, وَمُتْلِفُ مَنْ يُؤْذِيهِ لَيْسَ يَضْمَنُ أَوْ وَمُتْلِفُ مُؤْذِيهِ لَيْسَ يَضْمَنُ بَعْدَ الدِّفَاعِ بِالَّتِيهِ أَحْسَنُ. The one who harmed an aggressor, the one who harmed someone who is aggressing him, oppressing him, لَيْسَ يَضْمَنُ is not liable بَعْدَ الدِّفَاعِ بِالَّتِيهِ أَحْسَنُ after trying to repel in a manner appropriate. وَمُتْلِفٌ مُؤْذِيهِ لَيْسَ يَضْمَنُ the one who destroy, he damage, or he destroy, or he hurt someone who is harming him, he will not be liable of what he does, the destruction he make, the damage he make to that individual who is harming him, if he defend himself in a good way. For instance, someone attacks somebody. He wanna kill him. So, to defend himself, he cannot defend himself except killing him. After trying to talk to him, after trying to do what stopped him to continue on his oppression, he can't. The only way to save his life is to defend himself. He killed him to defend himself. He will not be liable. Somebody throw his phone to you. The next thing you find a phone coming to your face. You defend yourself with your hand. Again, it's the phone. It fell down. Very expensive phone. I don't want to name any specific phone. And then it broke down. You are not liable. Akhi, my phone cost $2,000. Doesn't matter. I was defending myself. Somebody step on you while you're sitting. He step on your finger. And subhanAllah, because of too much pain, next thing you find, you push him back. La hawla wala, he fell down. He threw his teeth. You are not liable. But with a condition, بَعْدَ الدِّفَاعِ بِالَّتِي يَحْسَنُ after repelling that which is the best. If you can tell him, أخي, you stepping on my finger, can you move your feet back? Take it up, lift your feet. If you can do that and it will work, you have to do that. If you can push him a little bit, you do that. You don't use force when you don't have to. But if there is no way but using force, you have right. And whatever comes out of that, of damage, of destruction, you are not liable. When this animal attack you, his bird attack you, a bird he likes so much, or his cat attack you, or his dog attack you, what do? You let it eat you? La. You defend yourself. The best way, the easiest way, There is no way but to get rid of it, to kill it, you kill it. You're not liable Islamically because you're defending yourself. There is two other situations. You can destroy one's property. One is when you are in a dire need. So you have to eat this man's food, otherwise you pass away right there. Now you eat the food. You destroy one's property. Now you're defending yourself not from the harm of the food, but you're defending a harm from yourself. You don't eat the food, you're going to pass away. You are allowed now to eat the food. You come to one's house, people are chasing you. They want to kill you. And then you see a house. The only way you save your life is to break the door of this house, get into it. You are allowed. But in these two situations, you are liable. You are not sinful, but you're liable. You have to bring the food back. You have to fix the door. Because the door was not harming you, the food was not harming you. You didn't eat because to prevent it is harm from yourself, but to prevent harm from yourself. Is that clear? Okay. The third situation, so the first situation was when you are, when this person or this animal or this thing is attack you. You defend yourself to the best, to the easiest way. And whatever happened to that, are you liable or you're not liable? Yes? You're not liable. This animal attacking you, this human being attacking you, you try to defend yourself to the easiest way. If you can't talk, he will stay away. You just talk. You don't kill him. If you can wound and will stay away from you, you cannot kill. If there is no way but to save your life, now whatever happened, you are not liable. He threw his phone on you. If you can hold the phone, put it aside, and defend yourself, you are not allowed to throw the phone, to break it down. بِالَّتِهِ أَحْسَنَ. The easiest way you defend yourself. But if there is no way but to hold your hand up and then it hit the phone here and it fell down, it crashed, nothing is on you. So that's when you are defending yourself from an enemy, from someone, from aggressor. The other situation is when you are in a state of necessity to eat that food, to enter to that house, to enter to that car. You can't do it. You have no other way to save your life, but you are what? You are what? Liable. The third situation, Allah Sheikh repeated the two situations, Allahu A'lam. Tayyib. Next, inshallah, we move to the next line. The Sheikh said, وَأَلْ تُفِيدُ الكل في العموم في الجمع والإفراد كالعليم والنكرات في صياغ النفي تعطي العموم أو صياغ النهي كذاك من وما تفيدان مع كل العموم يا أخي فاسمع ومثل المفرد إذ يضعف ففهم هديت الرشد ما يضعف. These four lines are in the same subject. It's about the meaning of these alfad, of these words. When il, when the al, al-alif and lam, when it enters the plural or it enters into the singular, also the indefinite object is when it comes into the context of negation, or in the context of condition, or in the context of generality, Or the word man and ma, the meaning of it, what's the meaning of man, what is the meaning of min? Also, when the singular word is connected to a possessive. These four situations, it indicates generality. It shows general meaning. Now it's not clear. Let us read. The Sheikh said, وَأَلْ تُفِيدُ الْكُلَّ فِي الْعُمُومِ. The definite article, which is al, indicates a comprehensive generality in plural and individual entities like al-alim. The indefinite article, the al, the indefinite article is when a noun is ماذا, suffixed with alif and lam, such as al-alim, as opposite to alim. So, when the word is nakira, like sariq, ماذا, رجل, ولد, and alif and lam enters it, it makes known. It makes known. If you say ja'a rajulun, rajul is nakira, a man come or came. But if you put alif and lam in it, it's going to be ja'a rajulu, the man. You're talking about specific man. Because of that, this article, alif and lam. So if alif and lam enters the plural, like inna al-muslimina, al-muslimin is plural, muslims. You have now alif and lam, means all the muslims. Or this alif and lam enters the singular, like wasariqu. Sariq is a thief. Wasariqu. When it has alif and lam, it becomes ma'rifa, it means every thief. So, when alif and lam, it brings ma'rifa, it makes it known to the singular or to the plural, it gives a general meaning. It's not going to be specific to someone, to general meaning. Of course, this subject, dilalatul alfad, the meaning of the word is alif and lam, what it gives, what it indicates, what's the meaning of alif and lam? What's the meaning of man, if it comes to the Quran and Sunnah? What's the meaning of ma? What is the meaning of nakira, when it comes in the text of negation, or in the text of mala condition, or in the text of question and the like? What these words give benefit? When the singular is connected to a ma'rifa, to a known, what it means? It is madat usul al-fiqh. It's a subject of, it's studied in the subject of usul al-fiqh. لِمَعْرِفَةِ الدِّلَالَاتِ الْأَلْفَاظِ. But Sheikh, he mentioned here, even though this subject is not about usul al-fiqh, it's about qawa'id al-fiqhiyya. Why? Because the same words are used, also used in the speech of the people. When the people, they talk, the Arabs, they talk, they use the same words. So in this sense, it's from qawa'id al-fiqhiyya. It's from the qawa'id al-fiqhiyya. Al-muhim. So, if the alif and lam enters the mufrad, the singular, or it enters the plural, and it gives the meaning of ماذا? Possessive. يعني it gives meaning of specific, it gives a general meaning. It gives general meaning. So he said the definite article, which is here alif and lam, indicate a comprehensive generality in plurals and individual entities, like al-alim. If you are tall, akrim al-alim. Akrim al-alim. honor the knowledgeable. That means every knowledgeable, not one individual. Everyone who has knowledge, honor him. But if you are said, akrim aliman, honor a knowledgeable person, then you honor any individual from those alim, and then you fulfill the command. So it's totally different. Honor al-alim, the knowledgeable person. There's alif and lam here, means every knowledgeable person. Akrim al-tulab, honor the student, means all of the students. But akrim taliban, honor a student, no alif and lam. Honor a student. You can honor any of the, you choose whoever you want, and you fulfill the command. But honor al-tulab means every one of them. Because this al indicates generality. It gives general meaning. Taib. In plural and in singular. Then the Sheikh said, وَالنَّكِرَاتُ فِي سِيَاغِ النَّفِي تُعْطِي الْعُمُومَ أَوْ سِيَاغِ النَّهِي. Indefinite objects in the context of negation indicates generality. Similarly, in the context of prohibition. Example. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. Here you have نكر إله. It comes in the text of negation. لا إله. There is no God. That's the يعني is you have إله which is نكر, and before that you have negation. لا أحد في المسجد. لا أحد. No one في المسجد is in the masjid. So ahada is nakira. It comes in a form of negation, means everyone. La ahada fil masjid, nobody is in the masjid. After that, if we find a little boy, then you will be asking, why? We told you, you tell us nobody is in the masjid. No, I was talking about the grown ones. I was talking about the male. I was talking about the female. No. The word you use is ahad, it's nakira. In a text of negation, it means nobody, regardless the age. النكرة في سياق نفي. لا أحد إلا الله. There is no true God other than Allah. No true God other. No true God other than Allah. Because إله is نكرة. It comes in the context of negation. Likewise, نكرة في سياق النهي. It comes in a form of prohibition. لا تشرب لا تظلم أحدا. Don't oppress anybody. أحدا is نكرة. It comes in a form of prohibition. Means don't oppress anyone. Somebody tell you don't oppress anyone. لا تظلم أحدا. Then you oppress someone. Okay? And then you said, he told why? You say, no. You were talking about the innocent people. You weren't talking about those who are oppressed. No, my language was general. Don't talk to anybody. Why you talk to? I thought you didn't mean my father. You didn't mean my family members. No. The language is very clear. Is nakira fi siyaq an-nahy tufid al-umum. It indicates generality. Don't talk to anybody. So this is also, it gives a general meaning. Likewise, a shart. فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمُ. Anybody. لا. هذا في من. وَإِنْ أَحَدٌ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ اسْتَجَارَكَ فَأَجِرْهُ. أحد في صيغة شرط تفيد العموم. The Sheikh said similarly, the word man, whoever, or the word ma, whatever, both indicate every generality. كل العموم. يا أخي أو my young brother. فاسمع أي فاسمع. Listen. So listen. The same thing. The word man and ma. It indicates general meaning. When Allah said. For instance. وَلِلَّهِ يَسْجُدُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ. Who makes sujood for Allah. مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ. Whoever is in the heavens, wal ard, whoever on the earth. means everybody, male, female, Muslims, non-Muslims, animal, everything. Because the word man indicates that meaning, general meaning. Okay. The same thing, ma. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَفِرْتُ. To Allah, everything in the heaven, everything in the earth. Ma, Allah used the word ma. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. All these believers, I'm not worshipping ma تَعْبُدُونَ. What you are worshipping? Ma تَعْبُ means everything you're worshipping. I'm not worshipping them. Not only the idols, not only the angels, not only the saints, not only the jinn, not only the object, everything you worship, I'm not worshiping. Because the word ma, it gives its general meaning. وَمِثْلُ الْمُفْرَدُ إِذْ يُضَافُ فَفَمُدِيتَ الرُّشْدَ مَا يُضَافُ. Similarly, a singular noun, if it is possessive, understand, may you be guided to intelligence, what's possessive. Here, again, these four lines is a little hard to understand except the student of knowledge who have background in this subject, Usul al-Fiqh or Qawa'id al-Fiqhiyya. But the point is, the Sheikh, he mentioned some words, some contexts which give its general meaning. From that, al-mufrad al-mudaf, you have a singular word which is connected to a ma'rifah, a known. For instance, you say, هذا كتاب زيدين. هذا, this is كتاب زيدين. Is the book of Zayd. كتاب is nakira. كتاب is mufrad. It's a singular. You connect it to Zayd. It's mudaf to Zayd. And his kitab belongs to Zayd. Or, خُد كتاب زَيْدٍ. Take the book of Zayd. كتاب زَيْدٍ. Take the book of Zayd. Kitab is mufrad. It's connected to Zayd, which is ma'rifa, means all the books of Zayd. All the books of Zayd. Not a specific book. Allah said, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you count نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ, the blessing of Allah, you don't count it. نِعْمَةَ is singular, but it's connected to مَعْرِفَةَ, نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. So it's not one blessing. It's all the blessings of Allah. Because ni'mah is mufrad, is connected to ma'rifah. أُحِلَّ لَكُمْ لَيْلَةَ الصِّيَامِ صِيَامِ رَفَثُ إِلَى نِسَائِكُمْ. It was made lawful for you the night of Ramadan, of Siyam, the night of fasting. الرَّفَثُ إِلَى نِسَائِكُمْ. This is all the nights of Ramadan. Because layla is mufrad, and it's connected to as-siyam, which is ma'rifah, laylat as-siyam, all the nights of Ramadan. A man said, he said to a sheikh, oh sheikh, I said, imra'ati taliq. This man, he has four wives. He said, imra'ati taliq. My wife is divorced. Or talaqtu imra'ati, or I divorced my wife. Here, imra'a is mufrad, singular, one female. But it is mudaf to a ma'rifah. It's connected to a ma'rif, imra'ati, my wife. Okay, what is the ruling? He said, oh, Sheikh. Did all my four wives divorce or one of them? Here, the origin is all his wives are divorced. But there is another rule. Inshallah, it come maybe in another. The general all what we have mentioned now, general, there may be takhsis. What do you call takhsis in English? You have general things, exception. So the general rule, there may be exception for it. لا تكرم أحدا إلا زيدا. Don't honor anybody but Zayd. Now, except Zayd, make exceptional, don't honor anybody. So don't honor anyone is general. Everybody, except Zayd. Now, saying except Zayd means you make Zayd out of those who will not be honored. So there is general, there is exception. So here, from the things which make exception is the intention of the person. So he will be asking, you said I divorced my wife. Yes, linguistically, the rule in here is all your wife is. But what did you intend it? If you say he intended one of his wives, he had in mind one of them, now this general rule is what enter is exception. So he only divorced that specific wife he had in mind when he said, I divorced my wife. Okay. How about if he didn't intend anything? He didn't have any specific, he just said, I divorced my wife. It will be, look, when somebody says that, in the custom of the people, do they mean four wives or they usually mean one? The culture is one is being considered. If the culture says he means one, it doesn't mean all four. Now that's what it means now. The generality, we make exception by the culture, custom. Okay. If there's no culture in that, it can be four, it can be one. Now it goes back to the general ruling. It remains general ruling, it goes back to the language. All your four wives are divorced. So the point is, if there is singular, then connected to ma'rifah is going to be general. It's not going to be mada, one or two. It's going to be everything. Then the Shaykh, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, وَلَا يَتِمُّ الْحُكْمُ حَتَّى تَجْتَمِعْ كُلُّ شُرُوطِ وَالْمَوَانِعَ تَرْتَفِعْ. A ruling is not has until there is a fulfillment of all conditions and provisions are, preventions are lifted. لا يتم الحكم. A ruling is not established or is not passed حتى تجتمع until كل شروط, all the conditions are fulfilled, are there. والموانع ترتفع until also the preventions are lifted. What this means? There will not be a ruling on a matter except until the conditions are there and the preventions are taken away. For instance, can we pray Fajr? Salat al-Fajr now? Can we pray Fajr prayer now? No, why? Because from the conditions of Fajr prayer, the entrance of the time. Okay? So we can't pray Fajr now. Because the condition of praying Fajr, which is the entrance of the time, is not established yet. Is that clear? Okay. So no rule can be established without the conditions being there. Now Fajr enter. But this Muslim sister, she's in a state of menses. Can she pray? No. Why? Because there is mani. There is something preventing her to pray now. The condition is there. But there is prevention. Something preventing her from establishing that rule. So in order the rule to be established, there has to be conditions there and the mawani has to be lifted. Okay. A Muslim, to consider a Muslim, wal-iyadu billah, he left Islam. He absted, he left Islam. There has to be the conditions of making takfir, considering to be a disbeliever, has to be established. From that, he fell into kufr. He fell into disbelief. This is the condition to make him takfir, to consider he's not Muslim. You cannot consider he's not Muslim if he didn't fall into disbelief. So there has to be a condition. Condition of making takfir, which is that he fell into disbelief. After he fell into the disbelief, yes, he say statement of kufr. There has to be that what may prevent from him considering him to be a disbeliever has to be lifted up. From that he didn't say the statement of kufr mistakenly, ignorantly, by force. Now the rule will not be established. Yes, he is a Muslim. He say a statement of kufr. Now the condition is there to make takfir on him. But there is something stubborn to apply the rule on him. Why? Because he make the kufr by mistake. He didn't know it. He was forced to do it. The rule is not established. A man was very happy. Allah made life easy for him. And he said, very happy, extreme happy. Oh Allah, you are my slave and I'm your Lord. This is a statement of kufr or not? It is. But he was not considered a believer. Why? Because there is money, something stubborn to establish that rule against him, to apply the rule of takfir against him, which was what? Mistake. One of the Sahaba, he praised an idol. He said, such idol is up, it's high, it's a god. This is disbelief, right or wrong? It's disbelief. But he was not made, the takfir was not made on him. Why? Because they forced him to say that. Otherwise, they go and kill him. توفر الشروط وانتفاء الموانع. Likewise, cursing. In order to curse a specific Muslim, he has to fall into the curse. And also, there shouldn't be money, something preventing to apply that rule against him. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, may Allah curse sharib al-khamr, the one who drink alcohol. A Muslim drink alcohol. The condition of applying the rule of cursing, is it established or is not established? It's established because he cursed. He did the action that which, if somebody does, is cursed. He drink alcohol. But that specific Muslim who drink alcohol may have something stopping to apply the rule against him. One of the Sahaba, he cursed a Sahabi who drink alcohol more than once, and he was lashed. Say, La'anahu Allah ma akthar ma yu'ta bi. May Allah curse him. How much is being brought? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La tal'anahu fa innahu yuhibbu Allah wa rasul. Don't curse him. He loves Allah and his messenger. It is he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who said that drinking alcohol, the one who drinks alcohol is cursed. He cursed. But when a specific individual did that, he drink alcohol, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam defended him. He said, don't curse him. Because la budda min tawaffur shuru intifa' al-mawani. In order to be considered someone, he pray. He has to make the conditions of salah. He has to make tahara, salah, and inter. And that's not sufficient. He has to continue until he finishes salah. He doesn't fall into a nullifier of the salah. Before he makes taslim out, he break the wudu. Now there is mani. There is something stubborn to consider his salah valid. even though the conditions all are there. There is very good talk when Sheikh Sulaiman Ruhaili was explaining this. He said, Rahimahullah, Hafidahullah, he said, وهذه القاعدة يحتاجها طالب العلم كثيرا جدا فلا يجوز للإنسان أن ينكر المنكر حتى تجتمع الشروط وتنتفي الموانع ومن الشروط ألا يترتب على إنكار المنكر مفسدة أعظم فإذا كان يترتب على إنكار المنكر مفسدة أعظم فإنه لا ينكر المنكر. The Sheikh said this principle that a ruling is not established, is not passed until there is a fulfillment of all conditions and preventions are lifted. The student of knowledge, he is in need of this principle, he said, a lot. It's not allowed for the person to forbid the evil until the conditions are established and the mawani, the preventions are lifted. And from the conditions of forbidding evil, that a bigger evil is not going to come out of that. In order to forbid an evil, to stop an evil, there is a condition. By doing that, will not bring a bigger evil. If it's going to bring a bigger evil, it's not allowed. Okay? You see somebody worship an idol. If you say to him, the idol you're worshiping is not deserved to be worshipped, you know for sure he will say, Allah you worshiping, subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will say, doesn't deserve to be worshipped. Now you are not allowed to say that statement to that man. Because the result, ولا تسبوا الذين يدعون من دون الله فيسبوا الله عدوا بغير علم. Yes, to say this idol, worshiping this idol is evil, is not allowed, you should do it. That's the origin, it's a munkar, it's evil. But when it leads to a bigger evil, doing so leads to a bigger evil, you are not allowed. A Muslim leader, he's doing crime, he's drinking alcohol, he's not fair for the people. This is an evil. Going against him bring a bigger evil. You are not allowed to go against him because of what it leads to. Then the Sheikh, he mentioned Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, أنه لما مر على قوم من التتار يشربون الخمر أنكر عليهم بعض أصحابه فقال رحمه الله فأنكرت على المنكر وذلك لأن إنكاره هنا سترتب عليه مفسدة أعظم فهؤلاء الطغاة لم يشغلهم الخمر عن ذكر الله وإنما شغلهم عن الناس فلو تركوا الخمر لذهبوا يقتلون المسلمين وينتهكون أعراضهم ولذلك أنكر الشيخ ابن تيميه على المنكر إنكاره. الشيخ ابن تيميه with some of his students, they passed by a group of people who are drunk, and some of the students, his students, they wanted to tell them don't drink alcohol. He said leave them alone, don't tell them not to drink alcohol. Why? Because if they don't drink alcohol and they awake, right there what they do, they started harming the Muslims, attacking them, oppressing them. So forbidding this evil, which is them drinking alcohol, leads to a bigger evil, which is them to attack the Muslims. And instead of being busy with themselves, instead of intoxicants, they will be busy with attacking the Muslim Muhammad. Shem Taymiyyah tell them, his student, don't tell that. Leave them alone. It's considering the outcome. This is a condition. Every evil, you wanna stop it, a condition, make sure it doesn't bring a bigger one. If it brings a bigger one, you are not allowed, Islamically. I listened to one of the Hizbin when he was talking about what you're doing is going to bring destroy the country. He said, I don't care about that. What do I have to do with that? That's for Allah. I'm doing the right thing. The ulama say he doesn't understand the basics of this issue. Because there's a condition to forbid the evil. Now you have a club here. You go, you say, I'm destroying the glass of alcohol. You are not allowed because of what it leads to. Changing the evil have to bring a better, not make things worse. Muslims fighting their enemy bring to destroy them all, to stop the tawheed. You are not allowed. That's why Allah didn't legislate jihad in the time of Makkah when the Muslims were weak. Was not allowed because of what it leads to. Now a group of Hizbiyin, they come, they attack their enemy. And they cannot defend Muslims. And then it backfires to the Muslims. And they think they're doing something right. You are not doing something right. Because what you're doing leads to a bigger problem. إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ Deeds are by the end. So this is, as the Sheikh mentioned, is very important to consider the outcome of the action. Therefore, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the Sahaba suggested to kill the hypocrite, he didn't kill them because he feared people will not enter Islam. When he wanted to rebuild the Kaaba, he didn't do that because he feared they may leave Islam. So he sallallahu alaihi wasallam considered that changing this evil lead to a bigger evil. It's not allowed, it's a principle. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين.